Good morning, sir. Are you lost? Oh, you were passing by and were just curious what this place was. Well, my name is Sister Liliana, and I welcome you to the Temple of the Holy Cock. I tell you, you've never heard of us. You look so shocked. You find the name intriguing, don't you? Well, sir, it's quite simple. We are a religious organization centered around the sacred power of sexual energy, and our temple is specifically dedicated to the worship of cocks. Yes, sir. Cocks. Men's cocks, big cocks, small cocks, average cocks. Yes. Perhaps even your cock. You see, we believe in helping men achieve their spiritual potential through the power of orgasm, and that it is our duty to be used as blessed receptacles for cum. Yes, we are very far from traditional, but we do hold services from 6 to 9 p.m. every night, and oh, no, sir. These are unlike any religious services you have ever been to. Why don't you follow me and I'll explain? As you can see, the temple consists of circular raised sections in the middle that is surrounded on all sides by seats. When the ceremony begins, the priestess and her assistants will enter and proceed to the center of the temple. Because of the intimate nature of the service, it's quite important that new people feel very welcome, so she will ask any new people in the audience to come up and introduce themselves. Then she will offer some thoughts on the nature and power of eroticism and the importance of being able to release sexual energy. Once her talk is done, she and her assistants will undress and the active part of the worship begins. The priestess will kneel in the very center, holding a bowl, and her assistant kneeling around her, facing outward. Here, let me demonstrate. Yes, she'll kneel just like this. At this point, any man may approach her with their cocks out, so come up here with me. Yes. First, they go up to any of the assistants who will proceed to worship it with their mouths. Oh, well, yes. By worship, I mean suck their cocks, but it's so much more. Tell me, has your cock ever been sucked by a woman who's dedicated her entire life to the sexual pleasure of men, who is fervently trying to draw the cum out of your balls as if it were sweet ambrosia, looking up at you like this, with her pillow soft lips and a warm, wet, salivating mouth with perfect suction and pressure, her swirling bubblegum tongue exploring every nook and cranny of your bulging cockhead? I am told it is positively divine. Of course, it's not long before a man will be ready to come, at which point he is led to the priestess, who will then receive his cum on her face, in her open mouth, or into the bowl she is holding in front of her. One by one, each man will stand over her, like you're standing over me, and unload their hard cocks until she's covered with thick glops of sperm and rivers of hot semen drip into the bowl in her hands. Once all the men are satisfied, and believe me, some are able to empty their balls on her several times over, the priestess will finish the ceremony by sharing the bowl of cum with her servers, each woman gulping down the delicious baby batter until it is empty. The servers will then gather around the priestess and lick her body clean, ensuring that not a drop of cum is wasted. And that will end the service until the next day. Well, I'm glad you find it intriguing. Perhaps you'll make an appearance? Oh, good. It is my turn to be priestess all this week. Well, the daily service isn't all we do. We also run a variety of free classes ranging from basic sexual health education to counseling for men with sexual intimacy issues to couples looking on ways to improve their sex lives. We also have a daily scheduled confession service in the morning from 8 a.m. to... Oh, what was that? Oh, you're curious about confession. Well, it's probably not the confession you're used to. We're not here to make you feel guilty. The exact opposite, really. We believe that pent-up sexual desires are unhealthy, and that a one-on-one confession where you can just let go and talk about it freely... I mean, if you would like to give it a try, I do have some free time before my other duties. Yeah? Oh, good. Please follow me to one of our confession booths. Yeah, it's just over here on this side. Yeah, it is a bit of a tight fit in here, but there's enough room to get the job done. Please take a seat and upzip your pants. Oh, don't be so nervous. I promise I won't bite. Here, would it help if I slipped off my robe and knelt in front of your cock? Here, I'll, Oh my. You've been hiding this magnificent cock this entire time. Shame on you, sir. You know, it's quite sinful to hide something as sacred as this cock in the temple that's dedicated to worshipping it. And my, how hard it is already. Did my description of our ceremonies turn you on? Do you like the idea of having your cock worshipped before dumping your hot sperm all over my face? Did you like the idea of watching me gulp down a bowl full of cum? Wow, look at your cock twitch again and again. See, the cock never lies. So, confess to me your desires, your sexual fantasies. I can be a vessel for you, a receptacle for your deepest, darkest secrets, for all the things you want to get off your chest and out of your cock. Don't my hands feel good on your cock? Start confessing, and I promise I'll make it worth your while. Now you're talking. So there's someone at work you've always wanted to fuck, huh? Oh my goodness. You want to fuck your boss? She works you so hard all week. And you just want to return the favor by bending her over your desk, sliding your big cock into her uptight little pussy, don't you? Well, the least she could do for all those extra hours you work is to let you work out your frustrations on her body, right? She might even be into it, you know? Lots of women enjoy being submissive behind closed doors. See? Isn't confessing fun? Now, here's your reward. Oh, you have something else to confess? Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. You went to your neighbor's to drop off a package. But that package wasn't the only one she was looking for. Oh, you never told anyone, huh? Never said a word about getting your dick deep inside that married pussy. Doesn't it feel good to let that all go? Almost as good as letting your cum go deep inside her. Oh, you are so naughty. But here, we reward naughtiness and giving a poor, unfulfilled housewife a good orgasm. So I know you have one more thing to confess. For today, at least. That's right. You've wanted to fuck me since the moment you saw me, right? Oh, good boy. It feels nice to be able to say it out loud, isn't it? No need to be ashamed, it's only natural, really. As natural as me sliding my body up and straddling your big, thick cock. Oh, sir. May I make a confession? I've wanted to fuck you since the moment I saw you two. And when I saw your cock, I could barely contain myself. May I worship your cock, sir? May I worship it with my hot, wet pussy? Oh, that's it, sir. Impale me. Split my pussy apart like... Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, I want to be your personal confessor. Come here and ask for me as much as you want. At any time, you can confess inside me, inside my mouth, or my pussy, or my ass. All I want is to worship your cock. Yes, sir. Use me. Use me as a vessel for your desires. Use me as a receptacle for your lust. For your cum. Let me take your cum, sir. I want to take your cum. Am I worthy to receive your cum, sir? Am I worthy to receive your cock's blessing? Please tell me I deserve your cum. Please bless me with your cum, sir. Oh, fuck yes. Sir, that's it, sir. Let your cum loose inside me. Let it all go inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Thank you, sir, for blessing my pussy with your cum. That was a very productive confession, don't you think? Shall I be seeing you at the service later this evening?